morning. It's 10:54 a.m. Wednesday, April the 27th, 2022. Hi, long time no see. How you been? That's the wife and kids. How's the health? Feeling better? Feeling worse? I don't know what I'm talking about there today. It's been a full morning already. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. It's just a follow-up checkup. Got another one tomorrow. It's more testing. Eventually they'll figure out the ins and outs. What exactly is the difficulty here? It's getting narrowed down. We'll have an answer. We'll have an answer by this time next week, probably. It's a really pleasant morning. Sun is really warm. It's late in the morning. I should be walking at 7 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. Almost 11 o'clock. But I had the doctor's appointment. I had to get something to eat before I went to that. And then I went to the grocery store. Lost an hour there. But here I am. I'm out. I'm working. I had my boots on. I just didn't take them off when I got back. Took care of the groceries. Said, I'm going walkies. Everybody said, oh, okay. Which is good. Which is real good. Tomorrow I'll try to do that at 7. Be the only one up, but I'll try to do that at 7. I'm likely to be grumpy. I can't have any coffee in the morning. Little white flowers on this bush. I walked past the tree, had a branch hanging down the way, had leaves, just little tiny ones, but leaves on a stem, as opposed to just a little nubbins pointing out. Hear a flicker. Microphone probably doesn't pick it up. Interesting, they've got a speaker wired to this tree here. It's got a photoelectric cell on it. I can't tell if it's like an alarm if somebody tries to come over the fence, or if it's music so that they'll have music in the backyard. I don't know. Thank you. apple blossoms seem to have come and mostly gone by now. I see a lot of the crabapple trees along the way here have just a hint of fading blossoms on them. That's a flowering dogwood right there. Like, you can see it, but, you know. Lots of little tiny flowers all over the limbs. Some lilacs kicking up over that way. I don't know if we're at the end or the beginning of lilac season. This is what I get for not walking for weeks at a time. My legs get out of shape, for one thing. My thighs are complaining. Looks like we're just beginning. There's lilacs there. They've got little tiny grape-like buds on them. White. Most of the planters have not yet put forth green leaves. Neither is the shrubbery along the side. The evergreens are, of course, evergreen. That's sort of what they do, but oh, this is gonna suck. You probably can already hear the leaf blower. There's a work crew here. Chipper, cherry picker, a couple of really big trucks to hold the crap, I guess. They're cleaning out from underneath these pine trees. Walk out in the street and try not to get run over. Avoid the worst of this dust. Actually, I had to cross the street. Yeah. Run. It's like, give the guys credit, they're using the tools that do the job the best. Really complain. Well, I could, but why? I've been getting a lot of fan mail because I've been so quiet. I told people I was not really well. Basically the same message y'all got. So, but get a lot of fan mail, but hope you feel better soon. So do I. So do I. But, Mike sent me one the other day. It was having health problems himself and came to view every day as a new gift. I've been thinking about that for a while. Every day is a new gift. It fits in nicely with the Stoicism. The memento mori. I guess it's memento mori. Memento mori sounds like some kind of eel with a good memory. Lovely day. A little dust in the air still. Dust on my beard. There was a lot of dust coming by those guys. Cleaning out from underneath the pine trees and all the dead leaves and big mess. Some green grass around. You wouldn't know looking at my lawn. My lawn is gray. Whoa, coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Art post. So, what am I reading? I went back to a known quantity. I try to find new people all the time, and I just went through the latest Jenny Schwartz Xenoarchaeology book, Cajole. It was fun. It was a fun read. It was a good read. I like the way she blended science fiction and politics together. That was really cool. And then I went to Michael Chatfield, who was one of the first people that I read, I think. Was he Dominion of Blades? I don't remember now. I think so. Oh, I also did Tom Larkholm, LARCOMLBE. Larkholm, LARCOMBE. There's no L. LARCOMBE. Larkholm. I read his Light Online series a long time ago. And I confused him with the mayor of Noobville. But I liked Light Online. It was good. So he has one. Enter System. Post-apocalyptic lit RPG. Like I need anything else post-apocalyptic. But it was fun. It was a fun read. The series is not over yet. He's still in the process of writing it. There's three books. I scarfed all three books down, I think, in 3 days. And now I've gone on to Michael Chatfield. What is it? 10 Realms. I just read the first realm. And it's really I really enjoyed it. There's a lot in there in terms of storytelling that's like, really? But I met it where it was. I liked it a lot. And the two characters, the first chapter is like, what the hell are we doing here? And then you meet these two characters. And I mean that in the sense of they are characters, not just like characters in a book, but they are characters. Rugrat and Eric. It's too late, Eric. You've awake at the gazebo. A lot of fun. I just finished the first book this morning and went immediately right to the second book. I'm having a more difficult time finding... Who else did I read? I have to go look it up. I'm having a more difficult time finding self-published authors. Most of them seem to have given up and gone with small press. It's like, I'm not exactly sure why, what the impetus is there, because they're certainly not doing any better with small press than they were by themselves. They still have the same problems. The small press isn't going to do any better selling the books than they were selling them themselves. So it's like... Evan sent me a video. And I don't remember who's in the video. It's a face I recognize. It's somebody I've seen in her music videos. And she was talking about how her dream was always to sign with a label and get somebody to produce her music for her and all the rest. So sort of like a writer and a publisher. But she follows 1,000 True Fans. To the lady across the street, two little kids in a pink electric Jeep. They're trying to navigate the sidewalk to get up the ramp, up the sidewalk ramp, and then turn so it goes down the sidewalk on the other side of the street. The little girl's having a hell of a time with it. She finally gets straight down. So cute. Walk past the park. There's this hints of green down amongst the dead bushes. There's enough water down there to start them. Set the grass greening up a little bit. We haven't had much precipitation, nothing to speak of for I don't remember the last time it rained. It was ugly looking yesterday, but I don't know that it actually rained. People across the street have really nice green lawns. I'm going to turn my sprinklers on. I should probably do that this weekend before the rates go up next week. Nice breeze. The sun's a little too warm, but the breeze feels good. Yeah, flowering crabs are flowering. Look at that. Wow. The bigger trees... the bigger trees are really blooming out. They replaced two of these ones right here by the parking lot. People had run into them and killed them, and they've got new ones in there now. They look pretty good. They're red. They're putting out some leaves. Blossoming up nicely. The old one actually is putting out actual blossoms as opposed to just leaflets. Good morning. Lady I've seen before. She tends to work later in the day. About this time, actually. I really need to walk earlier. I also need to walk more regularly. Doctor got on my case for not walking. Well, not really, but she was like, you know, it would really help a lot. Yeah, it would. Steps a day, they say. 2 miles is only 2,000 steps, apparently. I don't know that for sure. I don't know if those are 2,000 of my steps or not, because it varies by pace, but stride length. But I made it. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.